The familiar chimes of Christus Vincit, or Christ Conquers, which is the signature tune for Vatican Radio played between its programmes. One of the world's oldest broadcasters, Vatican Radio has just announced that it is to air advertising for the first time in its history. On July the 6th, the radio will broadcast its first commercial advert on behalf of the Italian electricity multinational Enel. Vatican Radio was set up with the help of the Italian inventor Guglielmo Marconi in 1931 and was inaugurated with a message by Pope Pius XI. It now broadcasts around the clock and around the world in over 40 different languages. So why has the Radio of the Pope decided to run commercials on its airwaves? A question my colleague Philippa Hitchin put to Archbishop Renato Boccardo, General Secretary of the Governing Body of the Vatican City State.
Well, we need to find money to help the daily life for Vatican Radio. And we thought that it was a good possibility to ask for some help around, especially in some very official or very formal institution like Enel. But what is important is the way to help the Vatican Radio to go around, to be present around the world, to spread the voice of the Holy Father.
There will be those who are very concerned. Enel is a well-known national, international institution. There will be those who are concerned. How is this process of deciding who can advertise and who can't? How will that be done?
I think that there is a team of people working on it, and they have to find those who are willing to help, and they have to submit it to the final approval to the Vatican Radio. So it will be the direction of Vatican Radio who has to say the final word about the acceptance or not of different proposals.
This will be advertising in many different languages, not just Italian.
We hope so. For the moment, we start with Italian, but we hope to be able to do it in different languages.
I know you may not be able to give me definite figures, but how much money are we talking about? How much are you hoping to make from this initial project? And how exactly will it be structured, this first phase?
You know, it's very difficult now to say, because we start and we will check if it works. For the moment, as they said, there are about, I think, 20 or 30,000 euros, but we have to see for the future. It's not possible for now because it's the first initiative, so we have to check if it works or not.
Archbishop Renato Boccardo speaking to Philippa Hitchin.